Jesus tells Peter what is going to happen to him, foreshadowing his death and martyrdom, so that Peter can be prepared for it and enter into it willingly, with love for Jesus. As we prepare for Pentecost, we remember that the Holy Spirit is God's mercy poured into our sinfulness. Even in the prayer of absolution, we hear in the confessional, we hear God the Father of mercies through the death and resurrection of his Son has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us. Why? For the forgiveness of sins. Even think in the upper room, when Jesus breathed on the apostles, he says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them." Well, friends, today, I want to note that for many people that I've met in ministry, when they begin to look at the end of their lives, when they grow old and when someone else has to dress them and lead them where they do not want to go, sometimes I see fear. Fear that God will hold my sins against me. Indeed, at every Mass we ask forgiveness for our sins, as we did this morning, but we do so with complete confidence that God wants to purify us, heal us, make us whole. God wants us to trust the Holy Spirit he's given us is not only for our mission in the world, not only for prayer, but that we have the Holy Spirit knowing the abiding presence of God's mercy in our lives. We heard from Psalm 103 today, which, if you've made a reconciliation with me, you might have gotten this as a penance. It's one of my favorites. "Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. So surpassing is his kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us." As far as the east is from the west, the whole world, from where the sun rises to where it sets, that's a long distance. As far as the east is from the west, so far has the Lord removed our sins. God wants us to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit to forgive. God wants us to trust that he loves us, that he has forgiven us as he forgave Simon Peter. Sometimes this kind of fear or resistance to the Holy Spirit comes out in different ways. Sometimes it's when we do sin, we do mess up. Sometimes instead of just going to God and asking for his mercy, sometimes we just beat ourselves up. "I'm just so stupid. Oh, that was so dumb. Gosh, I'm an idiot." Rather, the Holy Spirit simply says, just turn to the Father. Just look at the Father. He will embrace you. He forgives you. Sometimes it comes out in confessing sins at the confessional, which have been confessed many, many times in many, many confessions, trying to somehow wash ourselves clean, and if we say it enough times, maybe it'll be forgiven, when in fact it already has been forgiven. Have faith. Trust. Trust that God is good. He has removed the transgressions as far as the east is from the west. God has sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. And at the end of our lives, it's a beautiful thing to make one last final confession on one's deathbed. It's a beautiful thing to say, "Lord, I've committed many sins in my life. Have mercy on me. I trust in you. Bring me to paradise." Most of all, let us not fear. Let us be confident in God, who has come to save us. He's come to redeem us. Let us ask that grace today in the Eucharist to be free from fear and full of trust, full of the Spirit, full of the words of the Lord, who says, "Follow me."